So I'm essentially a risk manager, whether as an investment banker, an investment advisor. And this is just, I'm just telling you my concerns. And it's so people can, I'm not saying this is going to happen. I'm not, I'm not accusing anybody of anything, but what I'm telling you is this is what it looks like the game's gonna, how the game's gonna work to me. And there
Well,
have been
yeah,
different.
this is a very interesting topic because obviously, well, it's related to what we're observing in Lahaina fire, but there were other fires, obviously, very suspicious paradise in California, for example. And, I would like to know what tricks they're playing with the real estate and stealing property and land and how it works from your experience.
I watched a lot of patterns in the riots and the fires during the pandemic, and that was clearly a real estate steal. So now I during 2017, you might want to get this on tape. I had a lot of subscribers in the area that was burning in Northern California, and I got hundreds of emails, a very detailed explanation of what each person had experienced or someone that they knew and trusted experienced. And it was hundreds of reports. And so I was able to know for certain it was sort of, the patterns before, during, and after are all an operation. It was an operation. And Paradise was clearly an operation. And I don't know how many people they killed, but it was a lot.
And it looks very similar. I just published that note from the Geographic Information System observations,
He
and
sent me more, and I have to go through it, and I'll get that to you too.
That would be great to publish a follow-up. It's very well received. People are very interested in this information, and many have confirmed, including professional firefighters, have confirmed the suspicion that we all have that this is not a normal fire, that this is very highly managed, too precise and too selective. And also, a lot of people with the same experience with Paradise and other fire similar fires are saying the same thing.
It's way too precise. This is a redevelopment. They had a whole redevelopment plan, and it's done with precision. Well, here's another thing to understand. It's important to understand that one of the biggest sources of political contributions is capital gains. And it's capital gains on securities, but it's capital gains on the real estate. So you do something, government does something that, let's say it gives a contract to a company, its stock goes up, some of the contributions roll back through the law firm or the lobbyists or the company to the politician. And so you're constantly trying to make things go up that generate capital gains that, and there's this cycle, this unvirtuous cycle between the investors who want capital gains and the politicians who want political donations. And government doing things that generate that increase. So during the pandemic, by shutting down Main Street, you shift enormous amounts of market share into the publicly traded companies, and their stock goes up, and then, there you go. So a lot of this, all I can tell you is understanding the typical financial patterns around the real estate or the companies helps you understand what's going on. When you look at a scene and it looks totally incoherent, when you map out the money, you're like, no, it's not incoherent at all. Everybody's just making money. Another thing that goes on is they pull the insurance. Sometimes they pull it right before they start the fires. So, and it's different in different places. But if you suddenly see a lot of property insurance getting canceled into place, that's the time to, make sure you are properly insured and hedge your bets and be careful. The most important thing I think you can do is make sure you understand the nature of the jurisdiction you're in, because jurisdiction matters. It matters where you are, and it matters what your relationships are. Because when trouble comes, it's not the time to begin relationships. If you have great relationships with the local sheriff and you have a good constitutional sheriff, and you have good relationships with your bank and with your city council and your neighbors, it's very useful when this comes, to be in a place where you don't know anybody and, nobody's there to help you, because you get in these situations where you really need to watch each other's back. So who the local sheriff is and who the local police are very important. And
Right.
one of the most important questions is, do they have control files? Okay, so do you know what I mean by control files? Okay, because if they have control files, they're going to do whatever they're told.